So it's Saturday, and we've driven down the coast from Larnaca to Pathos. And this is a city in Greece. It's a tourist destination that literally sprung up overnight about 30, 35 years ago. And there's a lot of British expats living here. This was just farmland after 1974 because of the war with Turkey. Europe needed a tourist destination overnight at this part of the island. So here we are in Pathos. City of about 70,000, and we're going to hopefully talk to some residents here, get their view on the economic crisis in Cyprus.
This was an unbelievably wealthy country, unbelievably wealthy people, very, very, very high standard of living, employing tens of thousands of people from abroad to fill the gap in employment, thousands of people from abroad, overnight, decimated. Yeah, it's the euro. Well, particularly, well, it's a combination of both. Obviously, the entry into Europe, into the EU itself, but also having the euro forced upon Cyprus. It had to take the euro. So what they did was they took a very valuable currency, which was the Cyprus pound, which was one of the strongest currencies in the world. They took the Cyprus pound and they swapped it for worthless euro notes. That's it, you know, and
then overnight.
Yes, they're not just interested in the 5.8 billion that they're going to take from people's bank accounts. They want everything. They're going to take the water board. They're going to take the electric board. They're going to take all the natural assets. They're going to take the gold, the oil. They're going to take the gas. They're looking at the big picture. We're looking at our small bank account losing £5,000, £10,000, £300, €300, whatever. They're not interested in that. They want the lot. This is the theft of an island. It's not the theft of bank accounts.
Yeah, so what do you make of this going on right now?
At the moment, the financial situation is very difficult for all of us, especially small businessmen like ourselves, because we're forced now to pay cash for everything we buy.
Okay.
So there's no credit for us anymore, so that we can't use our credit card machines because the banks aren't accepting any credit cards.
Wow.
So all my customers have to give me cash. I'm forced to pay cash to my suppliers, so we don't have any cash in hand.
Wow.
So we can't put any cash in the bank. So all my post-dated checks that have come beforehand are now sitting backlogged.
And what do? You can only deposit them?
We can deposit cash only. But we don't have any cash to deposit because every time I order something from a supplier, I've got to give them cash.
Has your bank told you that you can put those checks in later? Or?
Well, the checks have already gone through. They're already at the supplier's hands. So they're bound to put them in the next couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
But I don't have any cash to put into my bank account to cover them. Because I have now... enforced.
All your cash is gone out.
All my cash is gone out to my suppliers. So what I'm doing is I'm ordering small orders every 2 to 3 days instead of doing a bulk weekly bulk order or a 2 weekly bulk order, which is making my life a hell. It's making it difficult for my customers. My locals are forced to pay cash over the counter. They can't run little tabs anymore. So it's all around. It's being a hell of a time for all
of
us.
Staff? What do you do with
my staff? I'm paying them cash daily. I have no option.
On the day?
On the day, they finish their shift, they give them the cash, they can go home and do their business. Otherwise, if I have to try and pay them monthly now, they're going to be lost.
Yeah.
So basically, what I'm doing now, I'm falling behind on all my bills.
Yeah, it's a backlog.
It's a backlog of everything, at home as well as in the business. So at the moment, we're all struggling. It's a bit of a tough one. Hopefully, they sort their nonsense out, because if they don't, I can't see it getting any better for another year or two.
Have you gotten any indication from your bank managers or the government as to how long this is going to go on?
Nope. There's nothing yet. They just say we've got to wait and see. I mean, my cash that I've got tied up in one of the small banks, I can't see it for the next 35, 40 days. Because they're still trying to figure out good bank, bad bank, who's good, who's bad.
Okay.
So our money's tied up. My credit card machine goes through the Laiki, so that's gone. Bam. Like he's folding, so I've got to get a new bank account number for my credit card. So I've got to do the whole mission of reapplying for a card, again calling JCC in to re-sign all the application forms, new bank account numbers and such. So it's been a heck of a time.
Yeah.
The only way they're going to sort this problem out, I believe, is if they actually start to cut down on government spending.
Yeah.
The austerity measures have not come in at all. Greece borrowed 270 million, but they put austerity. Cyprus asked for 10 billion. And at the end of the day, what are they giving them? Hell of a time, because we've got oil fields that might or might not develop in the next 10 years. That doesn't help me or my family.
Yeah.
I don't care about the oil fields. I want to feed my family today, not in 10 years' time.
Yeah.
If I had the cash to do that, I'd go and buy shares in their bloody oil fields for all I care. But I haven't got the money right now. I want to feed my kids, make sure they got clothes on there, and pay my rent, pay my bills, and live my life. Yes. Let me get on with my life. But they're not letting us do it at the moment.
Have you spoken to any other businesses that are having similar problems?
Well, all the guys I've spoken to have got the same problems. Yeah. Everybody's in exactly the same boat, unfortunately. Everybody.
And then what do you think... how long could a business withstand this kind of...
Well, depending on how busy you are, depending on how liquid you were before it started, and where your finances actually were situated, is how long you're going to last. I think a lot of businesses are going to close down in the next 6-8 months. A lot of businesses are going to fold. Cyprus is going to be half the business they had before, especially Paphos. We're all tourist-orientated, and the tourists aren't coming now. They're scared to bring their money in. Investors are scared to bring their money in. Offshore companies are threatening to pull out because they've lost cash. So it's going to be one hell of a ripple effect on everybody. I mean, the housing economy, I reckon, is going to collapse now, in my opinion. They were relying on the Russians.
Yeah.
Most of our sales were going to the Russians, buying the houses. Now, with this situation where they're taking their money out of the banks, I don't think they're going to come in anymore. So the housing is going to collapse. Yeah. And where does it go from there? That's the end of the economy.
The way the press has been reporting this and the Guardian and some of the things, is it, the Cypriots are very laid back and they're taking it in stride.
That's on the face value. Nobody's taking the stride. Nobody's taking the face. It's going to be hard for everybody. There are a few guys that don't really comprehend the concept, yes. But those are the minority. The majority of people know exactly what's going on, and it's not easy for anybody.
When the penny finally drops and the dust settles from this, what are people going to be talking about? What's the conversation going to become? If it's continuous?
How the hell did we get through that? Because this is like a mini Great Depression.
Yeah.
End of story. There was a depression before, globally. And this has just put the cherry on the cake. Just squashed even more. So there's nothing now. We were struggling through the before, and we were actually surviving. This has just squashed all into one.
Yeah.
And for what? For 10 billion?
Yeah.
Where Spain went bankrupt and they asked for 170 billion. They were given it. Greece, 270 billion. They were given it. I don't even know how much Ireland took from the EU. I have no idea what the 100 billion, whatever the island got. Same story. And Cyprus asked for 10 billion and they said no because of... What?
Why do you think the, Cyprus is part of the EU community, so why would they dip into the pockets of the people?
Because Cyprus has that 800,000 people population, less than the population of one big European city. So I think we're just a nothing. We're an entity for them. We've got less people than Paris or London or wherever, the whole country. So I think we're just a little tester, a little trial. Let's see what happens. If they disappear, they disappear. It means nothing to them. I don't think Europe sees Cyprus as anything, especially Germany and France and Spain. They don't see Cyprus as anything. We don't belong anywhere. We're in the Middle East, really. We're not really Europe, are we?
Yeah.
We're sitting in the middle of Europe, the Middle East. We're strategically placed for everybody, yes. And we've got the oil fields, which they plan to start, in 6-8 years' time? What happens then?
Yeah.
I don't want to wait for that. I want my money now. I want to live now. My family's got things to do. I don't know.
Do you think, what are the advantages of being in Europe if this is what happens to EU countries?
There is no advantage of being in Europe at the moment. There's nothing. Cyprus went into the EU to solve the Turkish problem from the north, and that never happened. So, at the end of the day, the only security we have, some kind of security, is maybe military, if we're lucky.
Yeah.
If we're lucky, maybe a little bit of military security. But even there, if America says to Europe, back off Turkey once, that's going to be it. Because Turkey and America are buddy-buddy. We all know that. So, I mean, I can't see the Brits or Germany backing in and taking over, trying to take from America what America wants. The only help they had from before was the Russians. And now with this situation, they've just kicked that out of the back door as well. It all came down to one thing. They wanted Russian money, in my opinion.
Yeah. You think they wanted to...
They wanted a chunk of...
Drive them out of Cyprus.
They wanted to drive them out of Cyprus, trying to shrink the banking economy of Cyprus, as well as try and get their hands on some of the Russian money.
Yes.
That's my opinion.
It's to lean on Russia?
Lean on Russia, because I mean, Russia and Europe have not been friends since the Second World War. We all know that. That's logical. It's been going on for 40 years, this war. Cold or not. Yeah. Like, there's no more Cold War, but I think it's still... Yeah. The underlies still there, especially with Germany.
Yeah, I agree.
Germany and Russia have been at each other's throats forever and a day. Yeah. And I don't think it's going to stop now. And this was Germany's way, and Holland, whoever was involved in this whole thing, it's a way of getting their hands on some of the dirty money, as they called it. Because Cyprus has always been a little haven for offshore companies, coming in and out, and that's where we live comfortably. But now Europe got involved, they've just put a... Investment's going to come to a complete standstill. Half my customers here are English pensioners. They don't get their pensions anymore. Their pensions have been stopped.
Wow.
All their pensions have been stopped. British government will not send any pension into any separate bank account anymore. So now all these guys have to reassess their bank accounts, find new bank account numbers, and send those over to England so they can get their pensions in. It's making it a hell of a difficult for everybody.
Now, theoretically, what if Cyprus returned to the Cypriot pound?
It would be good, yes, but I don't think they have the cash flow to do it, because it's going to cost billions to redo a whole new economy. It can't be done.
Yeah.
To change currency,
we're too deep into
it. It's too far gone now.
Yeah.
To try and back off and go back into Cypriot pound again, how many billions do you need to reproduce new money, new mints, new everything? It's not possible. With a financial system, it's not possible. And I don't think Europe's going to give them any help to do that.
No.
Well, obviously. So that will never happen.
One resident told us in Nicosia last night, he said, in a way, he said, the euro was a trap. That Cyprus fell into a trap with the euro, because they're kind of forced to take that position.
Well, Cyprus tries to be politically correct in everything they do, which is their downfall. We will be politically correct and we'll accept the euro. There was no referendum on the euro for the people of the country. You will take the euro, it will come in at that price, and that's it, bottom line. And you will adjust accordingly. We had no choice. Other countries had referendums and they had votes. There was no vote in Cyprus, no choice of the people. 1st of January 2004, whatever it was, boom, you will take on the euro. And they started coming to check on us. New Year's Eve, my tills, I had to start taking euros on New Year's Eve. We didn't even know what it was. I had no clue what the euro was. And I had to try and figure out, one Cypriot pound is worth how many euros? What am I doing with this money? On a busy night like New Year's Eve, we had no clue. It was an absolute shambles for weeks on end. We had no clue. And they're coming around, they were checking on us and doing inspections. And that was mayhem.
Wow.
It was the biggest mistake they ever made. See, Cyprus at the old was a closed economy. I couldn't take my Cypriot pound and go to England and change it in the Bank of London or England, wherever it was.
Yeah.
I had to change it in Cyprus and take sterling to UK or dollar to America or yen to Japan, whatever the case may be. The minute they entered the EU, Cyprus' economy opened up, little horseshoe, and the free for all. People coming in, taking out, money going and coming, and the Cypriot government didn't know how to control that. They have no clue how to handle this free trade. And that's where their downfall was. People were coming in from the rest of Europe, working here, sending their money over back home again. So they had no control of their cash flow anymore. In the old days, it was all controlled. The government said it was that much, and it was a very strong currency.
Yeah.
But recognized only in Cyprus. It was worth nothing anywhere else. But if I took my Cypriot pound and bought something over the internet, I'd get value for money.
Because
my exchange rate was...
It was one of the strongest.
Strongest guys. Them and Malta.
Yeah.
Cyprus and Malta at the time had two of the strongest currencies in the world.
Yeah.
So where do we stand now? One of the lowest currencies in the world, even though we got euro? What's my euro worth now? Nothing.
Can't even get a hold of it.
Can't even get a hold of it. Never mind use it. I'm struggling with my customers. Yeah, but as you can see, I'm doing okay because I've got some football on, got some good locals, I've got a reputation, I've been here 10 years, and I'm holding on.
Yeah.
For how long?
Yeah.
We will see. Maybe 6 months time I won't be here anymore. But we're going to persevere and see what we can do first. Pay expenses and feed the family. That's the bottom line for me.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Thank you very much.